What's up, guys? It's Brandon Stevens of the Down in DMs podcast. Happy Friday, and this is the official relaunch. I'm coming to you every single Friday with a new episode of Down in the DMs, and in this direction, we are going to go a little bit more sensitive than usual. We're going to go a little bit deeper on topics that people don't like to talk about, and we're going to spread it out to the whole wide world. So thank you for following me. Thank you for following me on all social medias, and without further ado, let me begin. So today, we are going to talk about mindset. And most people are going to be like, at this point, they're going to be like, Brandon, I've heard mindset 1,000 times. And I agree, you probably have, but not in the depths that I'm about to go. Because one of the biggest problems of mindset is even though people think they're on the right track, they still believe things happen to you. They still believe that they can't control every part of their life. They still believe that things are out of their control. And to a slight millisecond of a probability, that is true. But for most of us, and one thing I have come to learn time and time again, over and over and over again, is that if I put it in my mind, if I put attention to it, if I put intention to it, and I take action on it, it will be mine. If I have an idea and I implement something to move me towards that idea, and I consistently take action on that idea will come to life. If I want something and I work towards getting that something and I fight to get that something and I put my creative energy towards obtaining that something, I will get that something. It is as simple as that. And most people will say, well, you know, it just doesn't work for me like that. And my response to that is you probably aren't trying hard enough. And nobody likes to hear that. Trust me, nobody likes to hear that. But I come from a place of zero excuses and I don't accept them. I don't accept excuses with the people I talk to. You see, I was given a gift to help people become better versions of themselves. I was given a gift. I studied marketing. I studied advertising. I studied all that stuff for years and I got really good at it, but that was not my born gift. And I still operate in that sense, but that is not my gift. My gift is to be able to help people become better versions of themselves. And that is why we are doing this free podcast. And I've moved towards the self-development realm for the podcast specifically, because I want to see the better version of you. You see, when I was growing up as a kid, I actually don't remember most of my childhood for the most part, because there's tons of pain and problems and persistence and issues that went on that I've cognitively blocked out. But you see, when I was a kid, one of the things I do remember is I used to fall into this, I don't know what to call it, era. Right between awake and asleep. And I mean, right now I'm reading a book by Dr. Joe Dispenza, and it's one of the most interesting books I've ever read in my life. It's called Becoming Supernatural, and it's the only book I've ever read to touch upon the subject that will explain what I experienced. And I used to fall into this gray area, what I guess you would call the unknown, between awake and asleep. And I used to have visions of myself either saving the school, town, world, universe from a bad guy, from this evil presence, from always some type of twisted individual. I used to be the savior. There's something going on. I used to be the hero. And only now, years later, am I remembering that. Only right now, after years, am I remembering that. And the reason I'm remembering that is because this book brought it up. And it made me realize something. And what I realized was that it wasn't me being a hero versus the bad guy. It was me versus me. That bad guy was me and the hero was me. They were just different versions and possibilities of what could have become. They were just different parts of me that we all have inside of us. They're different universes, alternate realities of what is actually going on. You see, in my mind, there is no past or future. There is only now. There's only what you can do now. And each day I'm starting to learn that more and more. There's only what you can do right now to make a difference, change your life, change the future, change your actions, do stuff. But you cannot live within the future. But what you do right now can draw you in the direction you want to be. Because you have to understand that in your mind. You have to become 1% better in your mind each day. You have to get things right. Because if you cannot, one of the philosophies I have come across is to see different, you have to be different. You cannot see change without first being the change and operating from a point of change. And that is simple as it can be. We don't have problems. We don't have We get diagnosed with all these things, all these issues, all these problems, all these labels. But when you understand things at a greater level, they disappear because you're in control. No matter what you think you've got, no matter where you think you are, the problems you have, you're in control. You have a choice to pursue them. Most people get caught up in the battle. They forget to win the war. And I've seen that time and time again. You have a choice to pursue the battle, or you have a choice to put your foot down and say, enough is enough. I win. Game over. This isn't me anymore. You have that choice within you. You just have to commit it. You have to commit to that choice. And that's one of the most powerful things I can tell you right now is that commitment level, that committing to that choice, committing to that decision. Stopping the battle and winning the war, making that decision will change your life in ways you've never thought possible. And you can do that with everything. You can do that with any part of your life. You make that decision. Most people don't want to because they're contained in complacency. They're contained in an area that does not change them, that they feel good. They have this cognitive response of moving into what I would like to call the machine, which is a program our human minds develop after doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. We develop habits that puts them in this program, that puts us in this machine, that we just do it and we don't think. Have you ever met someone new? Have you ever drove down a different road and felt exhilarated? Have you ever gone into a different area and been on high alert, like all your senses come to life? That's when you break out of the machine. That's when things are different. That's when you've done something different than your daily routine that creates a different form of vision, a different form of the future that's possible because you've now done something different. Everything you do daily controls what will happen to you in the future. There is no future without today. And this is one of the hardest concepts I have to help people grasp. This is one of the hardest concepts I've ever seen anyone try to grasp. But everything you do down to the second you do today will affect tomorrow. And if you do the same thing today that you've done before, then tomorrow will be no different. Because what you do today and what you did yesterday will predict the future. And that makes your life predictable. And you know what the number one regret is for people in retirement before they die? Is that they didn't do something they love. They didn't go after it. They didn't do that one thing. They lived a predictable life. Don't be predictable. Choose to win the war. This has been Down in the DMs with Brand Stevens. I'll be happy to talk to you guys next Friday. Peace.